Good afternoon. You have found Elmira and You. And I want to welcome, warmly welcome, the members and the friends of Elmira Baptist Church who have found this podcast for Friday, January 14th, 2022. The verse from Proverbs we focused on this month is, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." I want to begin with our book review today. The book I am reviewing today is called Go Forth of China by Rosalind Goforth. There's our tray. The book I'm reviewing today is Go Forth of China by Rosalind Goforth. It's a very interesting book. It's a little bit longer. It's 351 pages. Rosalind Goforth was Jonathan Goforth's wife, so she knows his life well. It's not an easy read. There are difficult things to read about in it, but it is an encouraging read because we see the work of God in a man's life. There's hints at human interest stories. Let me read to you just a few words from page 49 in my copy. Jonathan Goforth was on a committee with his wife, Rosalind Goforth, and she writes this: "In the weeks that followed our meeting on the committee, I had many opportunities to glimpse the greatness of the man, which even a shabby exterior could not hide. So when, in the autumn, he said, 'Will you join your life with mine for China?' my answer was yes, without a moment's hesitation. But a few days later, when he said, 'Will you give me your promise that always you will allow me to put my Lord and his work first, even before you?' I gave an inward gasp before replying, 'Yes, I will, always.' For was not this the very kind of man I had prayed for? A few days after my promise was given, the first test in keeping it came. I had been, women-like, indulging in dreams of the beautiful engagement ring that was soon to be mine. Then Jonathan came to me and said, 'You will not mind, will you, if I do not get you an engagement ring?' He then went on to tell, with great enthusiasm, of distributing a book, some pamphlets on China from his room at the college. Every cent was needed for this important work. As I listened and watched his glowing face, the visions I had indulged in of the beautiful engagement ring vanished. This was my first lesson in real values." There are many stories and even more touching stories than these in the book Go Forth of China, but I encourage you, strongly encourage you, to read good missionary biographies, and this one about Jonathan Goforth by his wife, Rosalind Goforth, is one of my personal favorites. Now, take your Bibles and for our devotional today, turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 2. Proverbs 15, verse 2 says, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." The mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The man who is truly wise knows when to share his knowledge with others. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. He knows what to share and sometimes what not to share. The fool, on the other hand, just talks. Did you notice twice in Proverbs so far we've read, "A prating fool shall fall"? Prating fool is someone who talks at length about trivial things. So the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. The mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The man who is truly wise, he knows what to talk about. The fool just talks. Let's focus on the positive aspect of that verse. As you read through Proverbs, I want you to talk with others about what you are learning. The goal of reading a chapter of Proverbs daily is not to check a box. It's not even to gain wisdom that we somehow keep to ourselves. No, we want to give others a taste of the treasures that we find in Proverbs. Have you already seen how, as you are reading through the book of Proverbs, the chapter you're reading has a verse or maybe two or three in it that directly applies to a problem in your life? Don't be surprised when you're reading through Proverbs to find an aphorism that fits the circumstances in which you find yourself. When you do, write that verse down on a card and carry it with you throughout the day. Memorize that verse. And as you are going through your day, look for someone involved in the same situation as you are involved in with whom you can share your verse. Maybe a family member, maybe a coworker, maybe a neighbor, maybe a Christian sister or a Christian brother. Then I encourage you to come this coming Wednesday as we discuss the Proverbs Project. And you can tell us how you are putting Proverbs into practice in your personal experience. Don't forget that West Coast Baptist College's Redemption Trio will be with us this Sunday. This has been Elmira and You for Friday, January 14th, 2022. I hope you'll join us this Sunday, 9:45 for Sunday School. 11 o'clock for morning worship when the Redemption Trio will be with us, and 5 o'clock for evening worship. We also meet on Wednesdays at 7 for a time of Bible study and prayer. We meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me next Monday for another edition of Elmira and You, and continue to read that chapter daily in the book of Proverbs.